tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of So You Think You Can Dance on AfterBuzz TV. It is week three of auditions. I'm Kristen Bird, and this is what I'm calling hashtag girl party.
Hey!
Yes, because Jake is out. He's doing Mary Poppins tonight at La Mirada Theater. He'll be back next week. He's busy performing and stepping in time. but to my left, finally back.
Yay! Hi, guys. I'm a redhead this season.
It's like, this is my real hair color. Is this your real hair color?
I don't know. It's probably something more like our guests over here who we'll get to.
Yes, but across the table,
I'm Allison Dean. Hi, so happy I get to sit next to her. You today.
It's hey. Exciting. Who is you? It's Valerie Rocky, runner of last year, season 11.
Yes. So
Valerie and I are very well acquainted after a bottle of wine dumped on me.
I didn't do it
a couple
it
months
roommate.
Ago, but she you happen to be there. She'll be here next week.
Actually. Emily will.
Yes,
yay.
She'll be here next week, and hopefully she will be at the other end of the table with water.
Without a bottle of wine.
No, no one was mad. It was really hilarious and amazing photos.
Good pictures.
All I care about.
Good pictures.
But we are in L.A., which was the final audition city, but we are in the second-to-last audition city, according to television, the magic of TV.
Yes. But we all know that L.A. is always the last city.
Always the last city. But we do know that, Valerie, you were there?
I was. I was there
both days, I think.
Day one and day two?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I saw photos of you
on
the sidewalk.
I didn't see all of the dancers from last night, but I saw a lot of them.
So. Okay, great. And Marissa, who is in our control booth, worked day one and day two.
I did. I actually was a part of this season working behind the scenes. Gotta love it.
I love it. Wow. So she's going to be chiming in. I love this. I'm like, she is so talented. She can run a show and talk about a show.
The voice.
All at once.
We can't see.
Before we dive into the dances, we just want to remind everyone about our Podcast One survey. So just head on over to podcastone.com. Let us know what you think about our shows. Give us feedback. It's a great way for us to hear what you're thinking and certainly improve. Podcastone.com. It just takes a few seconds, and we sure appreciate the feedback. One other thing I want to let everyone know is that Allison is monitoring the chat room, so dive on in there if you
Marissa,
want to.
Send me the link.
She needs the link, and then
she's
it'll
going
happen.
To.
She'll be there in just a moment.
And then I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay.
In the meantime, let's head on over to Los Angeles, and I think one of the interesting things that they said at the top of the hour that we didn't know, Vegas auditions, who were the choreographers? Well, for stage, we have Sonia Taya, Josh Burgess, Travis Wall, and then for street, it's Jamal Sims, Nappy Tabs, and Dave Street.
Dave Scott.
Dave Street on street. Dave Scott. Thank you, Dave
and
Scott.
And I think Twitch does one, too, right?
Twitch is mentoring
He's the
team.
Mentor.
He did not choreograph for
so
Vegas.
So Travis is the only mentor also choreographing.
Yes. Yes. And he's going to be doing a lot of the group dances, I've heard.
Ooh, be good. I like his group dances.
He won't be choreographing.
Who?
Travis Wall will be.
Oh, he'll be
yeah,
doing
like
a lot
big
of group
dances, okay. But not judged smaller dances, if that okay. makes sense to everyone, because he can't, because he's a mentor.
For the show?
For the show.
Oh, cool.
So many things
That's
going on.
Do you guys think they're going to be, like, really mean on them? Like, cracking the whip kind of thing? Like, I can't imagine Twitch being mean, so, but, like, he has to be a little bit, like, he has to, you know, be that tough love coach.
Yeah, I've never seen him be mean, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
I think it's just you want your team to succeed.
Yeah. I think he'll be more like, yeah, guys, come on, like, be better, but not... I don't know.
Yeah, and sometimes you need, like, a pep talk, so he'll probably give it. You know, sometimes you need a stronger pep talk, so I think he's capable of that. I would definitely.
Because Sonia brings it. I mean, like...
she's a tough cookie.
She brings it out of you, though.
Yeah. She gets performances
she has
that are
her
killer.
Ways.
And the one other thing that I noted on the stage is that we don't have any ballroom choreographers. And block your ears if you don't want to know this, but there's no ballroom in Top 20.
What?
There's no ballroom, you guys. So that's what I'm hearing.
I believe that we've only seen two people audition for ballroom.
Yeah. And they were both last night, right?
They were both last night in Los Angeles. We've seen, like, highlights, like, really passing
of that
by, like,
purple hair girl. That was
like, someone, like, quickly, like, doing a samba roll and then, you know, off the stage.
Rolling off.
But that doesn't mean that we're not going to see ballroom. That's what people need to understand. We will probably see ballroom happening in the top 20, but we won't. We don't have any ballroom dancers.
Who's our favorite ballroom choreographer? What's his name? I can't think of it right now. He's always so silly. He always has so many props.
Jean-Marc.
Yes.
I worked with him. He was the best.
What did you do with him?
Did you do my samba with Ryan. Yeah, it was the Michael Jackson week.
Oh, you had Ryan. Okay. Oh. Ryan is not hard to work with. Come on.
No, he was like, let me lift you above my
head. He's so handsome and strapping ballroom dancer. That's awesome.
Yeah, that was just
That's not a bad week at the office. No. All right, let's get into the auditions. The first guy of the night was Asaph Gorin. Street, but he's the Hebrew breaker.
Okay, going in, were you guys like, this is going to be so bad? Because they totally set it up that way. But he was...
And he had a bucket of water. I was like, what? Didn't know what they were going to use water for. Isn't that him?
Yes.
He's the guy who had the big horn, too.
Okay. So far.
Yeah. But that first dive with his shirt on...
Oh, and his
that
head!
Was insane. How do you practice something like that?
Carefully.
Very carefully, and then you do it on a wood stage. It's just, that was nuts. Like, I think that guy went into it knowing, I'm going to be on TV, I got to, like, do something. Mm-hmm. And so he, like, gave himself a gimmick because he's super cute, had a great smile, is really talented. And so he just made himself stand out amongst the street dancers because we're all going to remember him during Vegas Week.
But is it a gimmick, though? Because there's a lot of spirituality behind what he was doing and what he was using. So I think that's
what sure
he
is.
I don't want to call it a gimmick.
Yeah. But I'm sure he played it up.
You know what? One of my roles for behind the scenes, I had to talk to Asaph. He was in my group. And at one point, he was really nervous because he left his blue bucket behind. And he came up to me all panicked. He was like, I need it. I need it for my dance. And I had to go find it for him. But he told me personally that he used the water to spin faster on the floors.
Yeah.
There's the trick.
I was thinking, can't they spin fast when they wear a shirt? The guys who do...
Depending on how sweaty you are.
Okay. Yeah, and the friction. And with the surface, too, I would imagine, like, you know...
That it's like, it can be sticky.
It was cooler with water, but I don't know. I was just wondering.
That makes sense, though.
I was like, they gotta clean that up real good for the next guy.
I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Mopping
I was like,
the
oh,
stage.
No, we could have accidents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I
about that.
But go him!
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously he makes it to Vegas, so... And this is the interesting thing. I mean, you've been to... Well, you went to Pasadena. You didn't go to Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, bummer, right?
All last season we'd be like, and you got a ticket to... Los Angeles. They would say LA, but we were like, guys, it's Pasadena.
And then when we auditioned there, it was like, we're staying here.
Yeah. I think better for your lungs that you were in Pasadena, actually, because Vegas can be a little cigarette-induced.
Yeah, just my opinion.
Now, did you see some people that... What audition city were you in?
L.A.
You were in L.A. Mm-hmm. So did you see some people at the L.A. audition, and then you get to Pasadena, that just had a great first audition, and then they just fall apart during Vegas Week? Vegas Week.
Good audition as in, like, where we are now?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Was a while ago.
I mean, but did you think, like, oh my gosh, that person's a contender, and then all of a sudden you see him during Vegas Week?
Yes, because there were some who, like, their solos were, like, jaw-dropping, and then you would see them in any other style, and it was like, oh, like, you haven't tried that before, so...
You really have to be.
Yeah, you have to have some, but it's different this year, so I don't know...
I cannot wait to see the street people do other street.
That's what I'm kind of, not nervous about, but when they're on the actual live show and they've never even gone through a round of contemporary or a round of ballroom and then it's just going to be thrown at them, I don't know.
Well, the street will do all different styles of street, obviously, but Nigel has said that people fall apart big time this
year. That's during Vegas.
Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But then they're still not trying anything else until they're on the live one, right?
Correct. They're not
trying. That's so crazy.
And that's going to be interesting. Like, how do you get a street person all of a sudden to do ballroom when they haven't had a choreography round or they haven't had Vegas Week?
It's going to be... I mean, that, I feel like, sets it up for the stage dancers to do better. Because at least, like...
See, I feel like you go both ways.
I can.
Yeah.
Or do not worse, but have more trouble with it. I don't know.
All right, let's move on to the next guy, because this is the first time we've really seen some strong male ballet dancers.
Oh, and so many good ones.
Oh, we had two good ones. This is Avo Karapatian. He's 29, so we're talking about, we're seeing some 29, 30-year-olds during these auditions, which I think is great. You guys were all babies last year. We joked about, Serge was like, I was grandpa at 26, and
Malena was grandma.
Yeah.
We called him grandpa and grandma.
So I love that we're seeing, like, both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about his dance?
I was with the judges. I gave him a standing ovation.
He was flying.
Yeah, I mean, he was very good.
It really, there was a lot of the same thing in his piece, but every time he did it, it was like, wow. And then Nigel said something about him being able to do both sides, which was kind of cool.
Yes.
Like, he was doing his tours on his right side, and then he would do the left, and you're like, okay, no one can do that. So,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's not easy.
No one does that.
Yeah, he had great toe point, which is, you know, me, my toe point.
Great toe point.
Yeah, the ballon. I always say, like, it's a ballon. That was exactly it. What'd you think, Marissa?
I loved it. The way his vertical jumps and his leaps and bounds, it was ridiculous. It kind of reminded me of Keon, especially how he used the floor going all around. He really used the space.
Okay, but let's get into what I always bring up with ballet dancers on this show is, so you're 29 and you're in ballet. Like, what's your story? Like, where were you before? Were you in a company? Like, let's be honest. Like, if you're going to be a ballerina, like, you're usually in, like, not on this show. And that's why, like, there aren't a lot of ballerinas on this show, because they, I mean, first of all, they would be incredible. It would be awesome. I would love So You Think You Can Ballet.
But I think we've seen some good crossover. Alex Wong was at Miami Ballet. Mm-hmm. He's had an incredible commercial career as well as, you know, doing Broadway. Keon's done extremely well.
I mean, Keon is one of my favorites.
I love Keon
for so many reasons.
The one we'll see a little later on is Houston Ballet.
I love that guy.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of possibility, and men have a longer career in ballet than women do.
That's true. That's a good point. Do you think this guy, I was like, I can't wait till I come to Kristen, see if she knows any dirt on him. Do you think this guy was in a company before and they didn't talk about it? Or like, what's his deal? How is he, you know?
Yeah, these guys, I'm sure, have worked in companies and stuff like that. And at 29, he's probably looking for something different, because you do see the ceiling.
And trying to transition out of ballet a little bit.
And are you going to choreograph? Are you going to direct? Are you going to be open a studio? What are you going to do? If you're not interested in that, you want to continue dancing, moving into musical theater or something like that, entirely possible. And this is a great way to do it.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the third one of the night, and probably one of my favorite ones, Yaya.
Oh.
Yes, a season 11 favorite. We were all debating backstage or off, out of the studio just about this, because I could have seen her last year easily. I would have been super happy, but now she's kind of like next level.
She's a star this year. For me, last year I didn't see her hype as much, and I thought she's a better dancer this year for sure, or at least her audition is much better, and it was just more exciting to watch, but her personality is beaming out of her this season, and I already feel like she's playing up her personality more. Last season she seemed a little shy, and now I'm like, I can't wait to see what else she can do.
Yeah, last season I was obsessed with her, because I was at LA audition, so I saw her audition and I loved it then, but then seeing her this year, it was like, it's even better, and I think it is the personality thing, because she's more like, yeah, let's do it, and then she dances and you're like, wow,
she's got the confidence.
Yeah,
her dance was incredible.
And she's so pretty. Her smile was like,
so good. I mean, all of Philip Shabib's crew, like, they're so well trained, they're so well prepared for this, they just like, they come in and they nail it. I love that. Marissa, Yaya.
Oh, awesome. Again, I got all the people who went to Vegas, I got to fortunately interact with all of them. And Yaya, just talking to her like for 5 minutes, it was so cool. And in fact, I loved how all of her friends from IMU were there, and it was fun, a little reunion as well. So a lot of familiar faces returning.
I mean, when she got on stage, it sounded like she was a celebrity. Like, everyone was cheering
everyone
loud for her.
Everyone knows who she is, because she's so good. Yeah,
she's well known in the industry. Outside of the So You Think You Can Dance realm. I mean, she just was in India, like, doing something. I mean, she's not like this, dancer that's just looking to break out. Like, she's already got a fan base.
And then she's so sweet, so it's, like, perfect.
I actually find that with a lot of the street dancers this season, because it's street versus stage, they were able to get a lot of high quality of street dancers, and it seems like a lot of them are really well known in their fields mm-hmm. already, compared to the stage dancers just seem young and like fresh and like ready to go, ready to jump in the industry and be professionals now, whereas it seems like the street dancers are like pretty seasoned in their craft, and it's really cool because you're like, we're getting some of the best street dancers in here, and this is awesome. That's something we haven't had yet.
I can see her I could see her doing really well in other styles too, because seeing her in Vegas or Pasadena last year, she was really good at like, I just remember her in the ballroom round doing really well.
So. I remember that.
Yeah.
Remember, she
featured it too.
She put heels on and she changed her outfit.
Cute. Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, whoa. It was a big like, oh yeah. When you like act the part a little, that's like half the mm-hmm. battle right there. You just got to put on the face.
Role.
Yeah.
I think what Yaya does really well is timing. She really has that down pat along with personality.
Mm. And that matters. It really does. It matters for ballroom. It matters for contemporary. And she's got some good lines. Anything happening there on the chat room?
People are giving us love. They're requesting certain people to come and visit us.
Okay, great.
Well, we're here now.
I know. We're here now this week. Emily's next week.
They love you.
Feel free to tweet us guest suggestions. We're good with that. And just one other thing, everyone pretty much is making it to Vegas. I'll tell you if someone didn't get a ticket to Vegas, because that's all they've been really showing this season is everyone that does get their ticket. So, all right. I just predict good things for Yaya. I also predict good things for female street dancers. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is a year that they're really going to have an opportunity to shine.
There's definitely some good ones.
We'll get to her later, but I think she's going to win
her.
It.
I know you're talking. Okay.
All right. Let's go on to Alan Genkin and our first real look at ballroom. Exactly. Yes. A lot of people know him from Ballroom with a Twist. He's traveled around the country.
Is that where I feel like you've seen him before in pictures or something?
Pictures, tweets, social media. He's very well known for that. He also has a nice fan base with that.
Oh, cool.
We get into his story, though. He's surviving testicular cancer. That's a big thing. It's a life changer kind of thing. So glad he's here and auditioning, and he had a killer audition.
This is when I miss Mary a lot on the panel, because I love hearing her opinions
on
and
ballroom.
She usually knows the ballroom dancers from competition and things, so she knows their past a little bit too, so it's cool when she gets to watch them audition for this show and then give her feedback mm-hmm. on them. And so now I'm like, I miss that.
Yeah.
And I just miss Mary. Paula's not doing it for me. She's better than I thought she was going to be, but I'm like, you're still Paula.
Well, you know what? You guys had Paula and you had Mary last season, but I think the energy level, we talked about this last week, where Mary's always here. Paula's just like super sweet, super supportive,
but
she's very here. She's mm-hmm. chill, you know?
That's because she's like on so many meds. Feels like she just feels medicated.
Now we're never going to get Paula Abdul. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, because
I was working on it.
Oh!
I'll be looking fly.
Good, now we won't get her. Way to go, Chloe!
I'm sorry, Paula.
Yeah, now that her publicists are going to be like...
Aw.
I like Paula.
I do, too.
I love Mary, too. Okay. It's different.
Is she going to come back and, like, guest for any
Probably
of it or
not?
No?
I don't think so.
That happening.
It doesn't seem like it was a happy parting. Like, Mary didn't want to go. I mean, Nigel's just saying, I didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, but he is executive producer, so it's hard.
What?
It's hard.
How can he have nothing to do with it? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
But I must say, I do like how they're playing Paula's audio while people dance at the beginning of the dance.
Her going, oh, my gosh.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Like, yes, yes, yes. Like, there's a lot of that.
She's like Bella Caroli when he used to coach his gymnast. You remember that? He'd always be like, oh, you can do it, Kay.
Yeah. And then I also like Jason Derulo's comments, too. Like, his, like, you go, get it. And you're like, ooh, he's liking
it. He's been really fun and supportive as well. What's happening in the chat room?
They're just really all giving much love to Valerie over here. They love her.
No,
love
I know
outfit.
Who it is. It's they're called the... what is it? It's top 7 girls on the bus. That's what they call themselves. And it's like a group of girls who have like followed our whole journey. And they're wearing their Val shirts.
Aww.
I know. They're really sweet, and they, like, gave us mugs with our pictures on it. Uh-huh. They're really sweet girls, that's awesome. And they even tweeted that they were going to watch it, so.
They are!
Hey, girls.
That's amazing. All right, well, we will see Alan, of course, in Vegas. I already spoiled things, what happens with Alan, but I know, I'm the worst. But,
oh, I feel like I totally missed that then. So it's not, I haven't been spoiled yet. It'll be a surprise for me.
Oh, good. You missed the beginning of the show when I was talking?
Maybe.
Good. You were focusing on the chat room.
I mean, the top 20 thing. Yeah, okay, got that. Yes. Okay.
I was like, wow.
Yeah, no.
Oh, I was just taking a nap.
I was sleeping. Okay, that part, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gotcha. All right, Chloe, you've got something to tell us about.
I do. So this show has been all over the country this season, and so can a lot of us. So does driving matter to you? There's over 4 million miles of road in the U.S. to find out. That's a lot of ground to cover. A lot of highways, freeways, wrong ways, long ways. And they're all there waiting to be driven on. So do you take that left turn at Albuquerque or just keep going? Do you wake up early Sunday morning for a drive before the traffic does? Or do you take the long, windy road home for a change? If driving matters to you, just get out and drive. Why? Because driving matters. Mazda. Thanks, Mazda.
All right.
Thanks for that.
Mazda. Appreciate that.
Thanks, guys, for hanging on.
All right. Now let's go into our next auditions. And we've got some brothers, Elia and Burham Jusufi.
Oh, they're fun.
Another one, sort of the so upper age levels, 29 and 30. Yeah. Marissa, what do you got?
Oh, they were awesome because these guys, you know, the magic of editing, they were actually the very first performers of the day.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So, and they came to me because everyone I talked to and interacted with, they all went to Cat Daily for their interviews. So because they were so early and they got past so early in the morning, they were with me for like 5 hours before they got their interview with Cat. So I felt really bad for them, but they were so sweet, so energetic, and the perfect way to start the LA auditions. Really, really. It was awesome.
I love that. Do they just like wait in line overnight? Is that why they were early? Or because I know everyone has to do like sort of that producer solo pre thing the day before. Like, what? How did that work that they were the first ones to be on the televised part of the audition?
Well, for the auditions, because the morning auditions and whatnot, they're all lined up, and they don't believe there's like 50 performers, and they were the first ones in the morning. And then afterwards, when they get approved to go to Vegas, they come to me, and then Kat would interview all the people who got approved to Vegas, and then they would film that. But for editing, they would take the interview first and then place it in front of their Vegas, their auditions that passed them to Vegas.
Wow. That's like kind of crazy. Everything's backwards. Everything's the magic of television.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't imagine being in a group, like, talking to Kat and, like, having made it through. And, like, just
having
being, like...
Having to pretend like you...
Yeah, just being like, well, I'm about to audition.
I think I had to do that.
Really?
Did you for yours? And you're like, I
it was
do
something
well.
In Pasadena week. I think it was Jazz Round, me and Teddy. Yeah, something.
That's so funny.
Where you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm so nervous.
And then you're like, I know I made it past. What was your hardest round in Vegas that you just were like, I don't know if I'm going to make it?
Vegas.
I know. It's Vegas.
No, it's just, okay. Yeah. Well, I was really nervous about hip-hop, but I think they liked me in that more than any of the other ones. I did the worst in contemporary. I was partnered with Stanley. All my partners were, like, from the top 20.
And super tall, and he's got, like, legs for days.
Oh, he's all contemporary. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I think that was the round I forgot a little bit. Not forgot, but I had a little quick, like, oh, my gosh, where am I going? In the middle of the piece, and we were front center. But the whole week was stressful.
Yeah, I mean, how many hours were you sleeping?
During that weekend during that week? Four to five a night. I don't know.
That's what we hear.
And then group round, it was like, go to bed at 3, wake up at 7. Yeah.
And there's always that dramatic, like someone is dropped on their head or something, and they go to the hospital. It's like...
Did that happen during
that? I think it was season 9 was...
Two seasons ago, he dropped her on her head.
It was Malise. It was dropped.
Armin dropped Malise.
Yeah,
Armin was my hip-hop partner. I remember that.
Yeah, because in Malise's season, he was like, they like made him to be malicious and mean.
And
then
he's like the biggest
sweetheart the next season.
He's so nice. We didn't see him this season audition. I mean, he did move last year, Derek's tour. And I know he has a studio here in Los Angeles. So I guess maybe he's just moved on.
Mm-hmm. He's moved on.
He's moved on. All right, well, what do we think of these brothers? I mean, it's tough when you've got two brothers, and, like, do they both go? How do they do?
I think So You Think tends to always put kind of, like, if they do it like this, they tend to put both of them through, and they're like, Vegas will weed them out.
Okay,
But I think, honestly, the younger one was stronger through most of his until
was he the taller one?
He was the one who did the elbow windmills. And then he, but I think once they got into head spins, and they were like, well, the older one can also head spin very well.
I was on the same page as you, 100%. Like, when the older one first started doing his stuff, I was like, huh? What? And then when the younger one did his, I was
blown away.
Ticket. But then when they did all their spinning on the floor, that's when I, in sync, synchronized everything. Yeah.
Synchronized spinning.
Yeah. Then I was like, okay, tickets for both of you.
Yeah,
and
I like them.
Vegas can weed you out. Totally.
The good energy. I just love it when you hear Nigel. He's like, I loved your air flares and your windmills. Yeah, yeah. And we're like, so funny.
I love when he does, when he talks about street, like, he tries to give all the street performers the words. It's so good.
The cool thing about their head spins is that, you know, performances, it'll usually last longer than what they show. And those two can spin on their heads for a good solid 2 to 3 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
their strength is beyond phenomenal.
That's
strong
crazy.
Noggins.
You know, the one thing I do wonder, how are they with choreography? Like, once they get to Vegas, are they going to be able to handle that? Because their style is so unique and so their own.
That's what we'll never know until that time.
Yeah. All right. So what, they're going to Vegas. That's all that matters right now. We go on to Mary-Kate LeVoir. And this is the one with the dad.
Dad. This girl. First off, she
like
is
so
just
excited right now for whatever you're about to say.
She is a clone of last season. What was her name? Who did the
Jessica?
Jessica. Thank you. She's Jessica's clone.
Oh, her piece. Yeah.
That and her outfit and her hair. She's Jessica's clone and her like eyes and all her looks that
the
she was giving the camera.
And the walks.
First off, this girl did not do anything across the floor. She was driving me friggin' nuts. I'm sure she's very talented, but she was all just like, "Hey, my hips are open and I've stretched today," because that's all she did. And then she totally played up her dance dad, told her dad that they're going to do this. She watches the show, obviously, because she knew that she was going to get a lot of airplay by saying she has a dance dad. Like, I mean, good on you, girl.
She's throwing papers over there.
But man, I'm just saying, I really didn't think her audition was good enough to go to Vegas. I didn't.
I feel like... She was really strong. I honestly feel like she looked like a very strong dancer, and I think she knows how to play the camera and perform and everything. I think there could have been more to show. She didn't really, she did like maybe a triple turn, and then there was one jump in there, but.
And it was bad. It was low. Her legs weren't high.
Tell us how you really feel. I did write that down. I said, there's not enough content in there for me. And Kent called this out last week. He's like, the contemporary dancers need to stop just doing that split.
Stop in the split and then hold it for a minute. Yeah.
It's an incredibly hard trick to do, but it's been done at this point. And you need to look at your choreography, whether you're choreographing it or someone else's. Do something different. Stand out.
It wasn't the natural sexiness that some of these dancers can do very well.
Jessica Richens.
It really felt too, I'm really trying to, like, flare all my sexuality at you. And that really, that bugged me, you know? I was just a little, I was like, bring me a little bit more. Or, I guess, you know, we've seen other dancers that are quite good at, they're just inherently a bit more, I've got some sexiness to me, but it's not like you feel it, but it's not irking you or something.
I just feel like she could have done a lot more, and
she's capable of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I feel like she could do more, and she just didn't show it.
She's got a very So You Think You Can Dance look that Nigel likes very much.
Totally, yes.
There's a lot.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
And her body was rocking, and
totally. And he likes that overall look. And you can if you've watched the show long enough, you go boom. You know that Nigel's gonna like this.
Her core strength was awesome. Yeah, my thing is about her audition, nothing was really memorable.
Mm-hmm.
She has the beauty, she has the personality,
Marissa,
she has the father.
This wasn't memorable?
No, I don't think she was memorable.
When she did that hair move?
No.
I don't. Hairography. It was called hairography.
It was lots of hairography. I totally agree, Marissa. Yeah.
Hairography never bothers me, let me say that. She just didn't do enough of anything else.
You're funny.
Hairography. All right, let's keep moving on because we've got a lot of dances to get through. Okay. We go next on to James B. Derek.
Oh, I loved him.
Yes. So obviously, Streets.
I liked him too.
We get a little bit of dance history with Crumping because the LA is the birth of Crumping, which
that was
I
so cool.
I
did appreciate that.
I think he was one of my favorites from last night.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
And he was really like when he was talking, he was very chill but confident. I don't know. There was just something. It was like, okay, you're good. And then he danced, and you're like, oh, okay, that was really good,
outstanding.
And he had a good story. You know, it was refreshing to see kind of how dance saved
that
his
he was kind of underground for a while. Yeah, and mm-hmm. I love how I guess it's probably because I've never trained in anything like that. But like him and Yaya, how they have these songs that are. Every little move they do goes to one of the beats. I think it's the coolest thing ever, and I probably could never do it in my life.
I think you could. Okay. I don't know. I think you could.
I could tap to it, but...
Yeah, you do that with your tap.
It's so different, though.
It's just really cool.
There's a great B-Dash and Yaya duet that I tweeted out today, so it's on the DW.
I saw clips of that, and I think it's that was so what he did good. For his audition.
Yeah, it's really good. It's on the DWTS 360 account on Twitter, so go and find it. Go and take a look at it. I wrote above it, this is awesome. So that's how you know it's great to me.
I wrote above it.
This is awesome. That's how you know what it is. But if this guy's not in Vegas, I'll be like, I don't have any information about that. I'm just thinking.
Vegas?
If he doesn't go to Tough 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's going to Vegas.
After watching that piece, one thing I do love about So You Think You Can Dance, especially when they do the auditions and go to all the different cities, mm-hmm. is the history of dance that they bring, because I think it's so cool. And I really want the, is it Slant? Slant, what was his name?
Tie-Dyes,
thank you. I want Tie-Dyes to be to do a Crump choreography for...
Oh, that would be the street dancers?
Yeah, for the street dancers, for them to do a whole, like, you know, 1 week is all Crump. And then I want to see... I really hope that he does it. I think that would be really cool. And just... Because I would like to see him choreograph in the group, and because it's always interesting to hear what they bring to it, mm-hmm. and hear what they're saying
to
them.
And Nigel's been good about bringing in emerging street choreographers and really giving them a big break on So You Think. So I think that's a possibility.
Maybe.
I like it.
I mean, we really have no idea what it's going to be like.
I know.
I think the last thing I have to say about B-Dash's performance, you know it's good when they show the whole performance.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Totally. You're right. You know they did that a few times this week. They showed the whole performance for a few people. It was awesome.
Yeah, Nigel was really thrilled about the LA audition, so he was like, everyone brought it. Let's move on to another ballet dancer. This is Jim Nyakowski.
I loved him.
He's the one out of Houston Ballet. He's 25, which is still not young for
older
a ballet dancer. He's not the 18-year-old ballet dancer, so. Marissa, I gotta start with you. Did you see him?
I did. I really liked his performance, his strength and muscles. Oh my goodness, he was so toned. But what I loved about him, he reminded me of Cole Horibe with the martial art dancing.
Ew.
And I loved him, and I really rooted for him, and I think he's going to go far.
I think so, too. I think he makes top 20.
I really hope so.
I don't know.
He was gorgeous. And the strength when he, just would lift his leg and it would... Nothing. Yeah.
Oh.
It was...
The develop and then to stand into it.
Right. Wait. Into it.
And then Nigel goes, it reminded me of Alex Wong when he, snapped his Achilles. I was like, no! Don't wish that. Don't throw that out there. No.
That was the worst season of So You Think You Can Dance because someone was hurt every week.
Yeah,
and then they would kick them off. It was awful. It was terrible. That season just broke your heart because
Alex
people were
Wong,
so good.
One of the greatest dancers to never have won So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, really.
It is. You know, but he works all the time.
He's
King and I right now on Broadway, so we don't worry about him. He does so well.
I do have to say something about this guy, though, because, I mean, he was obviously so incredible and amazing, but... He makes me really nervous and about his body perfection, and we usually see this with female ballerinas, but I really feel like I'm like, he's making me nervous. Like, I think he was too skinny.
Interesting.
And it was like really...
Some boys, are just really skinny.
Yeah.
And he's really tall, and his muscles were really lean, but I know because of his face thing, he was very self-conscious about that, and I'm like, I'm just very nervous about him.
Interesting.
My little mom heart is making me very nervous about
your
him.
Mom heart.
I'm not a mom. I just have a mom heart.
I'm just like, what?
start
a
story.
Start a rumor. I know. Don't start a rumor. I'm just nervous. I just had to say it.
I feel like he does make top 20. Travis was interviewed for EW this week, and he talks about some ballet dancers being on his team. And then he also basically alluded to the fact that Gabby was confirmed, like, in top 20. Go and read the article, because I was like, I tweeted
just
that out, too.
No one cares anymore.
Nobody cares.
Everyone's
just
telling.
Like, I'm like, did you just confirm what I already spilled?
I know.
I'm just saying. All right, let's go on to probably one of the coolest moments of the day, and that was Cody Carlson.
I loved Cody. I got to talk to him
a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay, tell us about him.
Well, I talked to him before he, like, did his solo and stuff, and he was just, like, really sweet, and so, like, I'm so excited for this. Just all smiles and so excited for everything. And then his solo was just...
It was great.
It was good. Like,
It was good. It was, like, not even the bad.
The waves. And he was so into it. I thought it was the cutest thing, and I love how they went about it, too. Like, the way
I got emotional. I mean, I full-on was like, I need Kleenex now. Straight up.
Oh, yeah. This was, like, the eighth time I cried at this point.
Same here. I'm, like, wiping the tears away while I'm watching it, because I also talked to his mom, and his mom was so incredibly sweet. Both of them, they were awesome. Like, it was... You know, just personalities.
Well, and it's a great moment that dances for everybody.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like the dancer on Broadway or the one that wins so you think you can dance. It is for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that all levels, all ages, and I think that that's a great moment like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It also really showed, I think, Jason Derulo's personality more when he even was like, you're coming to Vegas on my dime. And like,
I was like, oh my God, that's wow. Like, more tissues for that moment.
Yeah, and I really hope that Jason, like, takes him and, like, does something, like, either, like, creates some kind of charity where they, like, base dance around and music around, like other people with Down syndrome, because I think it's just, like you said, it's something that's really cool and special that dance has and can do. And Cody seemed to have all the confidence in the world. Like, it was so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And Special Olympics is doing dance.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Oh, my God.
If no one's ever... I've actually done a couple years, I volunteered for Special Olympics. If no one's ever done it, it's, like, the most amazing day of your life. So if you're looking for something to, like, pick your life up, pick your day up, your week up, do it. It is so worth it.
That's cool. Yeah, and I know Maria Menounos is a big Special Olympics advocate as well.
Great charity. Let's keep on moving through. Like, we got JC Jordan on the stage team. And this was a tough one.
She's a car accident.
Yeah.
Wow.
Almost lost her leg, almost lost her life.
And
another one where you defy the odds, dance, you can still dance. Like,
yeah,
do what you want with your life. This is awesome.
This story is those ones where it's just like all mind over matter.
Yep.
In those instances. I mean, you hear these stories like a lot when you, if you've like heard someone has cancer and they're like, yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I just thought I would beat it and I did. And I was so nervous to watch her perform.
Me too.
Because when they finally showed her leg, you're like, no, that's not literally not possible. Like, the fact that you're walking is great, but like, you won't.
And then leaping and turning.
And landing on it.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, of course, she like, that was her leg that was up a lot of the time.
But okay, but she
still landed on it and still turned on it. And I mean, that was incredible.
Oh, it really was beautiful.
Marissa, did you see that in person too?
I did, actually. And watching it, you wouldn't think it, because you get so lost in her talent and her strength that she already has. And you immediately forget the fact that she went through this accident. And I really felt for her, because I also watched her just warm up and whatnot, and she, you could tell she was a little self-conscious of it, because she always had her sweatpants on and whatnot, and you only saw it when she was performing.
Wow.
Amazing. Nigel was a no on that one. I was kind of like, I mean, I understand that maybe she's not like the technical level of some of the other dancers.
Yes, but some of the other ones weren't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Mary Kate. Her audition was better than Mary Kate's.
I agree with you.
And she's prettier. So, Nigel, if we're going off of that.
Mary Kate is at Chloe West X if you want to meme tweet this one. X.
Fun and nice, and you are a good dancer. I will YouTube you after this. All I'm saying is that your audition could have been better.
Okay.
Basing it off the audition.
Yeah. Let's move to the next one.
I know. know. It's, I feel like it's getting a little mean girl. So let's, Vegas. She's going to Vegas, obviously, because the other two said yes. So.
Yes, good.
Yes. We move on to one of the coolest auditions of L.A., kind of a comfort protege, which I love, Jessica Rabone, 29, another 29-year-old.
I loved her.
Totes my
She's going to win. She's going to win. I'm saying right now.
She was so fun, and then her face was so cute. Everything about her performance was, I was with some of my friends, and we were like, okay, she's, like, perfect for this. Like, she's perfect for the show.
Yeah, she's going to win. I think she's going to win.
Does that mean she's on? It's like she knows.
I'm not Kristen Burt, so I don't actually have the answer.
And it's Yaya. I can't imagine, unless she has a complete meltdown in Vegas, I can't imagine her not being there.
She said she performed with comfort. If anyone can perform with comfort, in my book, you are amazing. Because comfort is a god.
Yeah.
Not just comfort, but Tony Basil.
Tony Basil.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Whom we've had on our Dancing with the Stars show. She comes on usually once a season, and she's amazing. She's got a really good technical eye, so that makes me think, like, Jessica also has that within her. Yeah.
And she's so cute. I want to be Jessica.
I just feel like she's perfect for the girl street. Like, she's perfect to be one of those girl street dancers.
I feel like Jason Derulo wants to ask her out on a date.
Totally.
There's a lot of girls that I feel like he's willing to ask her.
Yeah, but she's like, her for real.
She's the right age for him.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like she's a grown woman. She can handle herself.
She can handle that. She got it. Yeah. That's right. She's 29.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love this. I feel like we're going to have a range this year of, like, 18 to, like, 30 this year for once.
It's exciting. Yeah. It is exciting. I like that, too. I really already, when you think about the female street dancers that are in, what's so cool is there's such a range of, like, what type of female they are. You know, like, Jessica's sort of, like, more feminine, pretty, and then we have someone like Queen from Detroit who's, like, hard-hitting boss lady, and it's just really cool because there's also a range, which I think we can all relate to since today is girl panel day.
Here. Girl party.
Is that, like, yeah, sometimes, you know, as females in, you know, any kind of entertainment industry, we get put into, like, little nuggets. Mm-hmm. So it's already cool because we're already seeing so many different street dancers, which is not a female field.
Right.
But they did highlight a lot of the street dancers. We saw Marie Poppins in there in that package as well, and which we had seen in season 11.
Oh, she was cool.
She's great.
I can't wait for wardrobe to get to her. I hate her outfit choices. And this year. She's just so cute, and she has such a good body. I'm like, oh, Jess better.
She's tall and lanky.
I know. She's gonna.
So
I wanna,
tall.
I want to put her in, like, you know, like a crop top and a cool jacket and baggy pants. Basically, I want everyone to dress like TLC.
I'm just saying right now that the red hair is making you feistier tonight.
Oh, you're right, guys. You're right. I'm playing into, like,
do you know who she's become?
Firecracker.
Anyone that watches Dancing with the Stars, she's become our Anna Trebunskaya.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's what it is.
I like how you are. I like that you're just like, I'm
they're not saying they don't like it. They're into it.
They're feisty.
They're into
You're right, guys. It's bleeding into my brain.
I can feel it.
I got it. All right, let's move on to Kareem Anointed.
Ali?
Yes, this guy.
Was he in the yellow pants?
Yes.
Okay, actually, he was really good.
I know, he was.
At first, I thought his pants were split, and then I was like, oh, no, it's black there, okay? I was like, am I looking at your underwear? What's going on? And then
I thought there was a split. Okay. I actually didn't. Not, like, no offense to him, but I didn't think I would love the performance.
And I did, I know.
And there were some moments I was like, wow, like, you're strong.
So yeah. Good.
What did he do? There was a move he did.
Side rolls that he did that, I don't know the
He was,
technical,
like, rolling across the, yeah. He was doing
there some. Were, like, some side roll. I don't know the technical term for it, but they were really amazing.
Where's Nigel when we need him?
I know, he's like,
please make a gif of Nigel saying that.
Words.
I know all the street words this season. Like, and we'll just do a whole compilation by the end.
I would love that.
Marissa, what did you think of Kareem?
I thought his whole approach to spiritual dancing was interesting. It's something I don't think any of us really have seen yet on the show.
Do you think that was a gimmick?
I think it might have been. But whatever floats his boat and gets him to Vegas, yeah.
Absolutely. She's like, it's fixed. We should have you on the Dancing with the Stars panel because that whole show is fixed. So
I worked on that show.
Oh,
I was the Marissa of that show.
She was the fixer.
Everyone, my main job was to send all the contestants who got approved to Vegas to Kat Daly. So I'm the one off on the right side. What? I'm sorry?
Did you get to meet Kat?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I did.
I was the person who sent all the contestants to Kat Dealey. I'm, like, off on the right side of the screen when she's interviewing
Marissa,
people.
When is she going to come on the show?
I gotta talk to her again.
She would be so perfect on this show.
I love her. She's so great. We're always like, you're going to win the Emmy. You're going to win the Emmy. Why hasn't she won the Emmy?
Yeah. It's like so at least she won the People's Choice this year, right?
She won
the
People's Choice? TV Critics' Choice.
TV
she's
Critics'
won a
Choice.
Lot, I feel like, hasn't she?
Just not an Emmy.
Okay.
We're hoping
that she will.
Emmy. And every time the show almost ends, it's like, no, but Kat hasn't won her Emmy.
That's why we're still.
That's why you're still on there.
She'll be eligible for another year because this
That's
year
right.
is season 12. Next year will be season 13, the way the Emmys go.
I feel like we should do PR for her. Like, just so she can win it.
Yeah.
We're going to Weinstein campaign this.
Let's do it. All right, the final dancer of the night was Brandon Armstrong. For those of you that are Dancing with the Stars fans, you are very aware of who Brandon is because he has been Lindsay Arnold's partner for a long time. They auditioned together season 9. He was too young to make it. Then he had his mission. But I love that he had a ticket to Vegas already from 2013.
And he kept it. It was so cute.
I would have kept it.
All folded up.
Laminate it. Like, frame it.
Oh, and guess what? There's another Arnold. There's Jensen Arnold. Guys,
I think
guess
she's
what? There's
adorable.
Two more Arnolds behind
what?
Jensen.
Of course.
Are they
there
girls?
They're all girls, and they're all blonde, and they're all beautiful.
They all have the same face.
They are so gorgeous. Mindy Arnold was on here last season with Lindsay, Vibe Studio, the Vibe Tribe.
Vibe Tribe, man.
I'm not hiding my love for the Vibe Tribe ever, so. I love this, that Jensen also got a ticket for next year.
I know.
Let's hope the show's around.
Let's hope she doesn't have to go on the mission yet.
Girls don't have to
girls
go on a mission.
Oh,
the guys. You can, but
oh,
yeah,
okay.
You can.
Wow,
but
that's not
I didn't know that you couldn't dance on the mission. I thought that was an interesting thing
that
I learned.
That was very interesting when he said that.
I wonder if some like more strict than others.
No, all missions I think are the same. I knew the music thing, but I guess I never thought about the dance.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's really, I think it showed though. I think his technique was like, he needed to be, I think, 2 more years practicing and then.
I was with you on
good.
That too.
Yeah.
Nigel pointed out some constructive criticism. But you know, 2 years away from dance is a lot.
That's the thing.
Being
away, he was really good still.
Yeah.
They're very well trained at that studio, so I'm sure that, you know.
It stayed with them.
I really want to take a field trip.
Let's go to Utah.
Dear Maria and Kevin, please sponsor So You Think You Can Dance's after show to a field trip to Utah so we can go see all the Vibe Tribe dancers.
Dear Mindy, we are coming. Enjoy.
Yeah.
But we end up the show with 84 Street and 84 Stage. That is a big number.
Wait, they kept them even, though? That's cool.
I don't know if they did that intentionally.
I don't think it was intentional.
No, it was not intentional.
Because she said...
Really? Ooh, tell us more, Rose.
Well, that's
no, it was legit. But, you know, I'm looking at my notes here that I've had from, you know, Vegas, and there was a lot of people that went to Vegas.
Wait, you went to Vegas too?
No, I did not.
Oh.
But all my notes that, you know, tells me who went to Vegas.
Oh.
But there was a lot of talented people in L.A., so
yeah,
good on them.
Was Vegas late March or early May? I can't even remember now.
It was middle April, actually.
Middle of April, yeah.
Because the L.A. editions was middle of March.
Yeah, so it's been a while. And the interesting thing, because some years they've done Vegas, and then if you find out from Green Mile, you go right into the show. Now, you guys went home. This year they went home as well. And I heard that you guys like got text messages and phone calls. The way they tape things. Differently.
We got phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stressful.
So when they fake taped everything, like everyone going before the panel, like, you made it.
Wait. What?
Well, no. Fake it.
Because
I
told
don't know
you
what I can say.
No, you can't. Melina told us that.
Yeah, but
no,
what is she saying?
Just
and I forget.
Like, we found out that we were to a certain point. So those were like real reactions.
But they used your reactions that you made it to top 20.
Those reactions were not actually us making it to top 20, but we were making it to like this part. So
okay,
but it was still us being like, yes.
So then when you're home,
we are
still
out.
Yeah, you're still like, I'm not in top 20 yet.
Still
and then you get a phone call.
Yeah, those phone calls.
How many weeks were you home at that point? Do you remember?
I don't even remember the time difference.
Yeah. Did you sleep at all? I don't even know if I could sleep.
It was weeks later before we found out.
Wow.
That's
That's amazing.
That's so stressful.
But I love the trickery of television, that's all.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, we've already spilled that last season with Melina. I was like, we did that on here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry.
I just couldn't remember.
I'm not the one to spill that.
I just told you who did. She was great, because she was like, I was out first. It's no big deal.
Don't care.
Yeah. She was just like, hands off. It's all good. She was very
That fine. Day was the worst. We knew, like, we were getting it that day, and then didn't know when. So it's like, you're by your phone, like, am I going to miss it?
You're going to the restroom, you're like, phone.
Oh, it was by my side, yeah.
That's crazy. Well, Val, I'm sure everyone wants to know where they can find you. Like, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm out here. I'm in L.A. I'm dancing a lot. I'm, like, training a lot, taking a lot of classes, and I'm trying to find... We finally, like, have a group of tappers that we've been tapping with, like, once a week, twice a week, whatever. And I don't know if you know the convention Dance Makers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I work for them now, and we have nationals coming up. What else? Just kind of little things at my agency. I'm with GoTo Talent.
Oh, great.
So whatever they send me on, like, little TV show things, like small things or... Just depends. I'm kind of just everywhere, but really busy, so that's good, I guess.
Yeah. Are you focusing mostly on tap, or since being on the show, are you kind of, like, spreading your wings?
I've been, like, class-wise, I've been doing everything. I'm definitely want to tap more, but that's really hard to find out here. I just went home. I'm doing, like, a lot of choreography and teaching, too.
Cool. Great.
So.
Do you teach a tap class out here? I'll come take your tap class.
I don't, but I want to, so eventually.
You can teach just me in my living room.
Well, I was talking to someone about subbing, like, at Millennium. Okay. I don't know if it's going to ever happen, but I talked to one of their people. And
we'll exchange numbers, and we need to teach.
I'll come take your test. I will let you know.
I want to know, do you go to auditions now, and everyone's like, oh, I know you from So You Think.
See, no, because the real, like, dance world out here, they don't, it's not that they don't care, but it's like, that's just another thing. Like,
Yep. Oh,
you were on So You Think for a season. It's not that big
We've
a deal.
Seen other seasons.
And I feel I don't want people to treat me any different.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm in that setting especially. It's like, I'm here, don't put any pressure on me. Like, that's a hard thing, is people expecting more out of you because you were on something like that. Mm. And it's like...
Yeah, you're like, I can't do that.
Are auditions less scary since you've been on the show?
Well, no, because I wasn't auditioning before the show.
Mm.
That was, like, honestly the first audition I've ever done.
What?
Well, I did...
That's incredible.
I auditioned season 9, which nobody really knows about, and I didn't...
Interesting.
I didn't get anywhere. But I came back, and that was, like, the first real audition I did. So it was really cool that it, like, worked out. But then I came back after the show and was like, oh, gosh, I have to go, like, do real auditions. I don't know what I'm doing. So it was kind of, like, scary the first few, but now it's, like...
Old hat.
You just have to... I still get kind of nervous at auditions, but I don't think that'll
that's
ever
natural.
Go away.
Yeah.
I always got nervous at competitions. It's the same thing. Yeah, that's never going to go away, but it's a little more...
Do you kind
easy
of have
going.
A dream project you'd like to work on, like do a Broadway show or
a
TV show?
A lot of
show?
People ask me that, and it's kind of bad that I don't, but then kind of like I'm just kind of taking whatever I can get. I want to get into acting for sure, because I would love to do something Broadway, but then again, I don't really sing. I can carry a tune. So if I can have that opportunity, but I want to stay here for a little bit, and then I picture myself eventually in New York. Just to try both worlds. I'm not really stressed about it though. I think that's
you have
the
time,
good thing.
Girl.
Is
got time.
I would love to do another tour or do a show. I don't really know, but I'm just seeing what happens. Oh, is there
a very good question? I think from Netsu. What was your favorite routine from last year?
The swing.
No, I love that one, but that wasn't my favorite.
Well, no.
Remember when your skirt got
yes,
torn? She's like, I could never
I was so nervous because during dress rehearsal, you never stop. Like, you never stop what you're doing. You just keep going if anything happens. And I couldn't keep going because it was stuck. Luckily, they stopped it and we got to start over. But that was stressful. No, my favorite routine was the stair dance with Zach.
You were so good in that one.
I think that's
you
just,
made me so nervous because I was like,
girl,
sweet.
You don't even know. We did that on tour 77 times.
Oh my!
And it wasn't sturdy like it was on the show. They like bolted it in on the show, but then when we're on tour, it's like so quick. You just kind of have to like put the props out there.
And yep.
But that was just, I think I loved it so much because I had the opportunity to work with, first of all, my partner was amazing. Having, like, a tapper who's, like, Zach Everhart good, that was really cool. And then Anthony choreographing it. I would never have that kind of opportunity ever if it weren't for
Anthony's
the
killed
show.
It the last couple years. Mm-hmm. I even loved that Aaron, yeah. Zach.
That one is, like, one of my favorites.
Piano Man. I've watched that over and over.
It's,
I think I
so
tweeted
impressive.
At Aaron all the time. He's like, will you stop? I know I danced in it.
I love him.
I'm, like, obsessed with Aaron, so.
What?
Turn down for
Trini B.
He was there at the LA auditions, Aaron.
Who?
Aaron. Yeah, we saw him in the audience at one point on last night's.
Trini B. Woy, 27. Sorry if I said that wrong. How was it like tapping with Aaron in the finale?
It was good. Aaron's awesome. I think he was. Him and, well, Twitch was initially the first person that I said I wanted to dance with, and then I got to dance with him, which was one of my favorites. But then, when I knew I could, like, tap with, because I didn't necessarily know Aaron could be an all-star in the beginning. I didn't know exactly how it worked. But then once I knew I could dance with him, I wanted to. And he was a great partner, and he's so good, so that was fun.
He was great.
I know, he's awesome.
Well, we have to wrap up, unfortunately.
I know.
But, Val, tell everyone where they can find you online.
Okay, I'm Instagram Valerie Rocky, Twitter Valerie Rocky, Facebook.
So Facebook
I mean,
right now.
I have my Valerie Rocky page that I did, and I do post to it sometimes. So
someone
I'm just Valerie Rocky on everything.
Perfect. Allison.
At the Allison Dean everywhere, and you can find me on my YouTube show, Winos and Onesies.
Chloe.
That's awesome. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter, and you can send me mean tweets. I'll tweet back to you. I mean, I wasn't that mean today. At Chloe West X.
Just a little. All right. I'm at Kristen Bird on Twitter, the Kristen Bird on Facebook and Instagram. As I said, Emily James is here next week. Hopefully she won't spill wine on me. Val, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.